Alex, you're very welcome to Dundalk. It's you've been here before. 4 years ago, I spoke to you in Barry Keogh's pub, Mr. Ridley.
Right,
do you remember that?
Coming back from Belfast, down going to Dublin, yeah.
What do you hope to get out of today's game and Monday's game?
Well, first of all, it's fitness for us, really. It's the first match. And the other thing, too, is we hope that the spectators get plenty of entertainment, some goals, and the game played in a good spirit.
You're taking this afternoon's game seriously?
Well, we always take it seriously simply because who we are. We can't undersell ourselves at any time. And when people are paying money, they deserve to be given full value. And I think we'll try and do that today.
Coming up to the Premiership season, last season was out of this world. The last time we spoke to you, you were just after winning the FA Cup. The following season, you won the European Cup Winners' Cup, and things have gone from better to better for you, really, haven't they? Last season must have been fabulous.
It was a wonderful experience, and the players did very, very well. They were excellent. And we're a young team, and we're getting better.
Coming up to the new season, the European Cup is going to be something special for you. With the new league system, how do you think that's going to work?
Well, I think we'll be better than last year. I do. And obviously, the experience of whites of Galatasaray is hopefully very important to the players, and the final lesson about patience and complacency and things like that. I think they want to do well this year.
You're confident too that you can go for three in a row.
Well, yes, I think that's the main objective of the season. Win your league, it tells you that you're the best team in England, and we're going to set out to do that.
How important is the Irish support to Manchester United?
Well, it's part of our history, really. You look at the number of players that come from Ireland, South and North, for the last 40 years, it's quite incredible. All great players, some marvellous, marvellous players. And with that kind of relationship with players coming to Manchester United, obviously the supporters have followed on after that. And you only need to go to Old Trafford any Saturday or any day, any game, and there's at least 2,000, 3,000 Irishmen and women.
You've done it all at Manchester. Your one burning ambition, the European Cup.
I think so. I think it has to be that. I would dearly love to do it. The important thing is we have a real crack at it and enjoy it too, because sometimes the sheer anxiety and sheer desire to win something can override the need to relax. And I think if they do relax and enjoy it, they could do very well.
Last season, the team showed great strength when maybe things weren't going well for you in February, March. The turning point was the semi-final against Oldham when Mark Hughes put that ball in the back of the net for you. You must have been very, very proud of the team, the way they held their tenacity and spirit together, and they really showed the steel of champions, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a break for us that Mark scored in the last minute, because it meant we could organise our week programme better after that. The Leeds United game took place later on, which suited us. But they have got great character and they have got great strength. And the most important thing is that they showed in the last few weeks that they've got the hunger and experience to handle everything.
So just one last word. European Cup coming up. How do you think that's going to go? You've been drawn with Galatasaray and also with Barcelona. So the Barcelona game should be something.
Oh, well, I think all the players will look forward to that. It will be a wonderful experience for them, playing at the Neu Camp Stadium with 120,000, and it'll be wonderful.
Dennis Irwin and Roy Keane, the two Irish guys on the team, you must be very happy with those.
Yes, they've done fantastically well. They're not here with us, as you know. They're having a holiday, because after the exertions of the World Cup, mental and physical, it's important to give them a proper recovery.
Finally, were you tracking the Republic of Ireland in the World Cup?
No, I saw them on television. I was in the States, but I was tracking Brazil. I went for the romance.
One last question. Your message to people for Dundalk this afternoon for this game?
Enjoy the game. That's exactly what they should be there to do. Enjoy it. We are going to enjoy ourselves, and hopefully it'll be a good entertaining game, put in the right spirit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.